Time now for your comments. First, some praise for the war coverage from Matthew Stavros, who listens to NPR live by internet in Japan. He says, I felt compelled to write to express my gratitude to your show for maintaining a neutral and unsensationalized reporting style amidst the current war. But Jack Gentile of Harrisonburg, Virginia, is disheartened by what he views as NPR's use of a commercial news network style. He writes, This is not a football game. We do not want to hear a play-by-play description of events. We want and expect critical discourse. Daphne Nugent of New York City thanks Morning Edition for the profiles of Americans dead or missing in the war. She writes, The humanizing effect has her rethinking the war. As I hear about their lives and the people who love them, I can't help asking myself if the deaths of these brave young people are really worth the amount of security I am told I am going to gain from this war. Joe Stokes of Idaho Falls, Idaho, sent Morning Edition a few pieces of hefty, sharp metal along with his letter. Stokes is a retired Army helicopter pilot who flew in Vietnam and the first Gulf War. He writes, Enclosed are bomb fragments, more commonly called shrapnel, that I gathered from a battlefield. I'm sending these to you so that just for a moment you will stop and ponder them and maybe better realize how nasty war truly is. Some corrections. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne last week made reference to overwhelming opposition to the Iraq war among the British people. In fact, polls at the time showed British public opinion swinging in favor of the war. 55% backed the Prime Minister's position, while 37% were opposed. In a story about sandstorms in Iraq, reporter John Burnett mentioned the famous Walker Evans photograph of the swirling Oklahoma Dust Bowl. Les Fincher of New York points out that Arthur Rothstein was the photographer behind the famous image, not Walker Evans. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.